time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is it? How are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Keep going. Sound off.
It's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. Hit us up on that Sound Off line. If you stayed up late last night after the game, I expect some reaction to the Great Eagle victory last night. Let's see what we have on Sound Off.
Mike, you're such a homer. What we had last night was just one bad team beating another bad team.
Yeah, such a homer. I don't get what that means. I'm the one that's saying I don't expect the Eagles to go any further than getting into the playoffs and winning a division. Is that a homer?
I think angry in your Twitter poll was a little strong. I don't feel angry, but I feel a sense of disappointment because they should have put 40 up on that team last night.
Oh, all right. Well, you know. I guess they should have. You can't be perfect, though. They're not a perfect team. They're an imperfect team. So you have to allow for imperfections, like not punching one of those touchdowns in when they're at the 2-yard line and the other being an interception to prevent another one.
I will say this. I've called in before, and I've hated on the defense. I've called in before, and I've paid respect to the defense for getting it together. This week, I want to say that Jim Schwartz had his guys ready to play.
He did? Against who? Colt McCoy and Mark Sanchez? I don't want to cheapen the victory either, but come on, man. Will Schwartz get that much credit for facing those two quarterbacks?
For the love of God, I'll do anything to petition the Eagles to never play on Monday Night Football again. These announcers suck, and every 10 seconds they say something about Santa Claus from 90 years ago. Stop it.
Oh, he did it once. And he did early in the game. But the Eagles are 10-2 on Monday Night Football in their last 12. So you want them to keep playing no matter who the announcing team is. Even if it's Tess and Witt and Booger.
You know, Mike, did it bother you that they also brought up the jail and the booing and running people out of town? They brought all that up,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I didn't even hear that part of it.
Yeah, they brought that up, too. Every cliche, they trotted out during the game.
Yeah, well.
I know you're awaiting my thoughts on last night's game. However, I'm just going to say that they're going to have to get those touchdowns when they're at the 2-yard line against Dallas in order to win. But I think they can win as long as they play smarter and Dougie P makes some better play calls.
I agree. I agree with that. Yeah, against Dallas, you can't afford not to punch it in there. You can't afford fumbles. You can't afford turnovers. You have to get to the quarterback. All that's very pertinent.
The Eagles' offense is trending in the right direction going into Dallas, but the bigger question is the defense. Do you think it's a good idea to attempt to take away Ezekiel Elliott and focus our efforts on pressuring Dak and making Dak beat us?
Yes, I think that would be a wise thing to do. But how are you going to take away Zeke Elliott and then also take away Dak? You got to just play sound defense, all right? You got to try to get to the quarterback with some well-timed blitzes, get him off his spot. He panics a little bit. He gives up the ball, fumbles a lot, so I get some hits on him.
Mike, I don't tell you, you're miserable. I became less optimistic after the Eagle win. And again, I'm a glass half-full guy, Michael. However, look who they played again.
That's
McCoy,
not true!
Sanchez. And they should have had 34, 37 points, Michael and Tyrone. They didn't.
You are miserable. Listen, they won the game comfortably. Okay, they squandered a couple touchdowns. It didn't matter last night. When it matters, then I'll be the first one to agree with you.
Mike, Tyrone, Natalie, especially you, Tyrone, you pointed out I had the only Eagles chant of the day yesterday. It only took 4 hours. And I told you, Mike, We're running now, baby. We're off. The birds are flying high. Let's go, baby.
All right.
Let's go.
All right. I like it. I like your optimism. 9-7. That's what I want to see. And a win over Dallas gets it done.
Explain this to me. The run isn't working at all. So what you do on fourth and goal is you're going to go ahead and take Zach Ertz, your biggest red zone threat, out of the game. So now the linebacker doesn't have to play the pass whatsoever. And the double team that Zach Ertz probably would have drawn is now completely void and can focus on the run. So stupid. This is 2 years ago, Doug. Fix it.
It wasn't the greatest play call, but there were also other receivers on the field. It wasn't like Zach Ertz was the only receiver they could put in the game at that point, and they were running the football well. Now, that's not a great play call there because they didn't have any disguise. They didn't have any imagination to it. But that's what you focused on last night. All right.
After the Cowboys destroyed the New Orleans Saints, all the Eagle fans, all they did was call up the next day talking about the hit to the head that weren't called, this call, that call wasn't called. You notice last night on the Eagles' first touchdown, Lane Johnson had a false start. He started back into protection about a minute and a half before the ball was snapped.
Yep. Yeah, I mentioned that today. Certainly I tweeted it out. Yeah. He was offsides. I don't know how they missed this, but they did, and the Eagles got the benefit of it.
What the hell is wrong with Doug T? 3rd and 4 in the first quarter. We're going to just run it between the tackles with Sproles.
All right. Now, see, I'm done being calm right now. Let me just spaz out for a second. See, that is that dumb shit that I'm talking about. Every time we have the Sproles back, Doug T has to just act stupid and think he's more than what he is. That's why Sproles got hurt in the first place. Oh, my God. Yo, I can't take it.
Of all the good calls he made last night, you're going to let that one outweigh? I mean, the first drive was an impeccable series of play calling. Come on. All right, close it down, bro.
That's the best of the best today of Sound
Off. Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Got a beef?
I don't like because I don't like
that brain. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.